Hello and welcome to the Gamerland Podcast. I am your host, Justin Worsham. This is episode number 524. With me, as always, is the one, the only, the one, the KevinMiller.com. Jump and press the circle button, Kevin.
Jump and press the A button.
What?
A is for Xbox.
And good enough for me. Also with us via Skype is our good friend Christian Pizzeriani, which, Christian, I don't know if you know this, but we have received many a listener email requesting to have you back on the show.
Oh, well, yeah. I'm not surprised, but, you know, I'm glad to be here. Thanks for having me. Hey, I like your intro song. I feel like I'm in Galaga.
That's exactly what we were calling
for. Like, you know what's a game that nobody plays for over 30 years now? Galaga. Yes.
What video games did our dads play? Yeah. Let's do that. Let's
it's
have
the
that
Dad's Gamer Podcast.
It's my fault.
Land.com.
Well, we have Christian here. You are going to talk to us because, as many of you probably have heard, or for those of you that are about to have your mind blown, have not heard, the Xbox One was released.
It's only one calorie more than the Xbox Zero.
I'm so glad that they finally ditched this zero calorie crap.
Yeah, no more zero calorie Xbox. I want at least one calorie in my Xbox.
I don't want any of my games to taste chemically.
Made with Splenda.
Yeah, exactly.
And Transylvania.
Drew. Yep. So let's go to Christian for our news feed.
Exciting news, everyone. Yes, Microsoft announced the PlayStation 4 today. What? I'm just kidding. Making sure you're paying attention.
Yeah, they had two press conferences, a real one and a faux one. And they lured all the jerks into the other one. They're like, Xbox 4, it's made out of graham crackers.
It is. It's not a joke. Did you guys get a chance to watch the actual announcement?
I did not.
Oh, yeah, it was exciting. Yeah. So, yeah, the Xbox One, it's, you know, a nice upgrade from the Xbox 360 is what it's looking to shape up to be. I mean, we've got a lot of great specs. You know, it comes, you know, it's got a Blu-ray drive now. It's got 8 gigs of RAM, this 8-core CPU, a 500 gigabyte hard drive.
Whoa.
Non-removable. FYI,
I can't put that in my Mac.
Nope.
Or my PlayStation 4 with graham cracker compatible
drive. It's got USB 3.0 ports, which I've learned can also hook up external hard drives. So even though you can't, you know, take out your hard drive, you'll be able to plug in new ones if you want to. So it's got, of course, all the standard stuff, Bluetooth, Wi-Fi, that sort of thing.
How does that compare to the 360? Some of those things, like the 360 doesn't have Wi-Fi, but some of those other specs.
The Wi-Fi was an add-on you had to pay for actually, I think the newer ones had it built-in.
Yeah. No,
but initially, the old ones did not have built-in. I think it had, like 2 gigs of RAM. The hard drive was, I think, at most, like 160, I think you had the option to get a little bit more than that. In the beginning, it was really nothing. It was like 20 gigs was the standard.
20 gigs was the standard. I think there was a bump up to do 60, and then the one you just described, the 120, was like the elite version.
Yeah.
And then there was where Master Chief delivered it to you on Christmas.
Came down your chimney.
There was one, the very first one had 4 gigs of space. That was nothing.
And then there's the arcade one, right, that had like nothing on it, and you were just supposed to download arcade games and watch movies on it.
That's true. That's true. Well, this one's also interesting because it's going to come with the Kinect system, so that's included. So everyone will have Kinect no matter what.
Did they show what the camera will look like?
I mean, it looks like a boxier version of the current one. is pretty much what, and it's also upgraded. It's a 1080p camera, so it's high definition. Cool. I think it's got a 60% better range to capture your motions with. Oh. So you can be as close as 3 feet and still be entirely in view. Someone like my size, I'm 6'2", would fit in 3 feet distance. So it's not the same problems that we used to have with the old Kinect, where you had to be like 8 feet away and that sort of thing.
That's
so that's nice
noteworthy.
Plus.
That's good. Yeah,
you just excited our European listeners because they live in 600 square foot lots. Lofts.
Well,
I meant to say lofts.
I was like, they live in lot. They're like on eBay.
Yeah, they're doing that Occupy thing. No, they're always behind us a little bit.
Yeah.
They're doing the Occupy thing.
They just discovered Hawaii.
Yeah. So sad.
Occupy Xbox.
One only one calorie. Only one goes down easy.
Brilliant.
I can't wait for Xbox Next.
And Crystal Xbox.
May happen.
Delicious. Just so I'm clear, because I'm dumb, the Xbox and the Kinect are still two separate devices.
Yeah, yeah, they're going to be separate. And that's like a little small thing.
And that'll it'll be a cord, or will it be wireless?
You know, I'm not sure. Nothing I've seen has specified whether it's corded or wireless. I would imagine it's probably Bluetooth. That would be my guess.
Really?
Yeah. That would be my guess. I haven't seen anything
specifically
about... A Bluetooth
HD camera. Is that within reach in our technology? All right.
Sure, why not?
That's cool.
I mean, what's...
We put a man on Mars. I mean, why not?
What's interesting, a lot of the stuff that they are going to be... You know, there's some cool stuff. One thing that's going to be neat is you'll be able to download an app for your phone, whether you have an iPhone or an Android or a Windows phone, and it'll stream content to your phone for certain games.
What?
So you launch the app and say you're like in a... like in Madden 25, and you'll have stats and stuff show up on your phone, like displayed inside as the game's being played, so you can have this sort of second screen,
almost like the Wii U, yes,
or the Vita on the PS4.
Exactly.
So they've got
the glass. This is their version of that.
And that's
it's called Smart Glass.
And that was revealed at last year's E3. You can get that now for the current Xbox.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm gonna download it right now.
That's a good question. The app is available to download right now, so I would imagine. So yeah,
I think the smart glass is available. Yeah.
Yeah, it would depend on the game, I imagine, if there's.
But this will be a lot more prolific. So instead of some select games, it'll be all new games.
Okay. Yeah, hopefully.
Is it backwards compatible?
No, big no.
Oh no!
Yeah,
you didn't know that.
No,
these are soft lobs. Soft lobs.
Oh no, that is sad, sad news indeed.
Save it, for opinions. just the facts,
Yeah, no backwards compatibility. Sorry, Charlie.
But it seemed like from watching the video that they're really trying to break into the cable market.
Hmm. I wouldn't say cable. I would say they're trying to break into having the Xbox as a part of your home theater entertainment setup.
Okay.
Right? So they want this to be integral. They want everything running through your Xbox so you can run, HDMI from your satellite, from your cable, and have it port in through your Xbox and then have everything just integrated in there. And they want this to be your hub, essentially, of your entertainment world.
I love it.
Did I stump you? No.
I'm having a hard time visualizing it being like the center of my universe.
Well, I mean, what seemed to happen on the announcement, you walk into a room and you'll just say, Xbox on, and you don't have to touch anything, and like that'll just turn on everything. I guess I would imagine your TV, your receiver, all that stuff, and then you wouldn't have to. It would be the hub, and you would say Xbox TV, and you would go to TV. So, right now I got to go and find my remote control and find the button. And,
Gosh. You have the most complicated system. Somehow you have your stereo surround sound system controlling everything in your house. I wanted to go into your garage, and I had to turn it on. There's so many buttons on there. It took me forever to realize that don't use the remote that's for the TV, which I actually don't think does anything.
No, it doesn't.
TV remotes are for throwing in the trash now. Nobody ever uses a TV
surround sound
remote.
Xbox.
That's a waste of money, Samsung. That's a waste of money. Just a heads up for your investors.
I throw them away.
Yeah.
I still got this guy for my JVC. This thing is 25 years old. Oh, look at that. It still works.
Look at that warming up like a fax machine.
There, gong, gong.
It sounds like the repulsor rays on Iron Man.
Just really slow. So hold still. Don't move. Don't move. 10 minutes.
I wish we were doing video now on Skype.
Nope, we were just sitting here. Kevin didn't even move.
This is fake.
There's a reason why we do this show as an audio medium. It allows us to just talk with our poker faces the entire time. Although sometimes I unknowingly grin.
And sometimes I'm actually playing poker while we're talking.
Yes, and winning.
Thousands of dollars.
Anyway, back to you, Christian. Sorry.
Oh, well, that's, that's the majority. Yeah, I think what kind of games did they drop?
Okay, yeah.
We didn't talk about the controller, which is also going to be slightly upgraded. You know, it's still kind of got a lot of people, and myself included, really like the feel of the Xbox controller.
Really?
I like it a lot. I feel like it's a good, comfortable size for my.
You have big man meat hands.
Yeah. And so the controller looks, it's roughly similar, but they've added more rumble points. So like the triggers are going to be rumble points now.
Ooh.
So
what does that
well
mean?
As,
it means the trigger
palm.
Itself will vibrate. Will have a signal to vibrate as opposed to just the controller.
So it'll get stronger. The rumble can get stronger. And
you'll feel the rumble in your fingers is
like,
what I guess I mean to say.
It's like stereo to 5.1.
I see.
Yes. Yeah. 5.1 rumble, Kevin.
Yes.
I understand. Okay. Can I have 7.1 rumble?
That's an Xbox Next.
Yeah. Xbox 2, or Crystal Xbox, as we're calling it, is going to also have fourth dimension where it'll spit at you.
Can I have Mexa Xbox? That's where they use real
with
sugar.
Real sugar?
Oh.
Why are you awing? Don't
awe. Mexa Xbox is the best.
These stupid jokes are what we built the show on.
We have hundreds of listeners. There are at least 200 listeners.
In our defense, it started at 12.
Yeah, 1,200 listeners. Now we're down to 2.
If it would have gone to 12 and dropped to 6, then these jokes wouldn't need to happen. But it
did. Well, look, I mean, think of it this way. I stopped listening. So
right.
We'll have at least one more when you listen to the episode that you're on. Maybe some people you tell. You probably won't listen to it. She'll listen to it on a run and be like, I have no idea what they're talking about.
She'll be like, Kevin is wrong.
Xbox is not called the Mexabox.
Yeah.
Why is Evelyn Vulcan in this situation?
pretty normal. Yeah, and game content. I mean, it's a gaming device. What kind of games is it going to have?
Well, you know,
awkward.
That needs to be a drop.
Guys, we totally forgot about the video games.
wait, video games?
Guys, we just Vita'd this bitch like crazy. It's totally Vita'd. We totally...
I'm sorry. Library of games. No, it's not backwards compatible.
Somebody get Bungie on the horn.
Please make more games. 343. What does that add up to, like 10? I don't understand.
All right, back to you, Christian. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. They've got games.
Oh, good. Are you reading a script?
We didn't get the script.
They've got games. Here are a few of their games. No, yeah, I think they've announced a few EA games. EA has, like, a partnership that they've announced with the Xbox, so that's kind of cool. So they'll have Madden and FIFA. And
does that mean Madden 14 will be an Xbox exclusive?
I don't think exclusive.
No,
okay.
They would not do that. And it's Madden 25 because it's 25th anniversary.
Yeah, I wanted to ask about that. Really, we're going there? So it's like Madden 13, Madden 25,
Well, now with
Madden
consoles
15.
And games, numbers don't matter. You just go from 360 to 1. You can go from 13 to 25.
Yeah, just, and then after it'll be Madden peanut butter.
These kids, these developers count worse than my four-year-old.
Madden brick house.
Whatever. It's a new football game. That's all you need to know.
Madden, buy this one.
We're mocking you at this point. Madden, just shut your face. Madden, give us $60.
Madden, not Steve Young. Who is Madden?
Madden, yeah, that's one. Forza. Oh, that's another good. That's the one that I was looking forward to. They showed some video of that. That looks pretty amazing. The Forza Motorsport.
Yeah, they claim that the graphics will be so strong that you'll be able to see the effects made by time and weather on your vehicles.
Yeah. I hear that. They talk about that sort of thing in the past, too, where like, oh, you know, the weather, you know, is going to be real time and blah, blah, blah. And hopefully this time I think it'll be real, real, like, good-looking weather. Because in the past it has just looked so-so. But the screenshots and video I've seen have looked really, really sharp, really, really clear.
That, you know, I feel like playing Madden, it does the same thing.
I'm looking forward to it.
They, you know, they do the real time, or they say like the game is at 1 o'clock in this stadium or whatever, and then there's always a screenshot, or, you know, a static shot of the outside of the stadium, or they show the skyline and it's pink or whatever.
Yeah.
But then the sun never moves. Like, you play this 4-hour game, and what's great about, you know, if you watch a football game in the evening, it starts light, and by the end of the game, it gets dark. I'd be interested to see if
previous versions had that on Madden.
Did they really?
Yeah. It wouldn't. Yeah. You would have. It would transition into a night game, and the lights would come on.
Oh, that's fun. Yeah. Why do you think they dropped that in 13?
I think nobody really noticed it. That's an attention really? To a detail that people didn't really care about.
Huh, well, I do.
Because they put a lot of energy into this online career stuff.
Yeah.
And they, I mean, I just realized this, that they've come up with some kind of algorithm, or they've built in a stock number of people to generate its own draft class. Because before, early on, you wouldn't have names with the players.
Right.
And then, but this year, because of like the careers that can go on forever and ever and ever,
yeah,
kind of essentially, that they've built in these draft classes that are, but I looked online because we just did our draft, and it seems to me that it's not like the first 3 years or whatever, like people post, oh, this is what I picked and this is what you should pick. The names aren't the same.
Oh.
So I think it's an actual algorithm that takes existing pictures of players that are like third string and not stars, and then it takes it, or they probably have some stock images that they threw in there.
Yeah.
And then it also takes, if you notice, like on our season, there's a Antonio Bolden is a new up-and-coming wide receiver, so I think they just grab existing names
and just
make a person.
But then there are these storyline things as well.
But I don't know how real that is. That could be fans that have made that up. But I read online that there's a draft scenario where they have what they call storyline players that are hidden within the draft. So you could find a Tom Brady-esque seventh-round draft pick of a quarterback that is supposedly destined to be a star if given the opportunity.
Hmm.
Which is, I think, if there's that level of depth, then kudos to them. Well done for simulating
football.
Might
be an algorithm like that. In which case, I really regret dropping that no-name dude for my eighth-round quarterback. I had four guys. Didn't need him.
He'll show you. He got picked up by the Dolphins, and you'll see him
in New Orleans
next year.
All right.
He'll remember yours.
Christian, why aren't you in our Madden League?
Is that a sports game?
Yeah, it's the one just before Madden 25, you know, 13.
Yeah. Not even half. That doesn't even
It's a little I think I once bought Madden 2010. It was on sale for $5. I thought, I can't beat that. And I haven't played it. It came out, you know, years ago. I bought it 2 years after it came out, and no wonder it was $5.
I also walked through Fry's with you and sold you on Skylanders, which you purchased not only the main game for the PlayStation, but also the Game Boy version. Out of the store, we walked home to your house and played it for maybe a half hour, and
that
you have
great.
Not touched it since then.
You know what I just realized? The people that are really affected by this Madden retitle are the people of 2024.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
They're the ones that have been robbed, unless they're going to, because what they're going to do is they're going to go Madden 25 and then go back to Madden 15.
Oh, that'd be
like, they
cool.
can't make that jump, because eventually they're going to get back to 25.
No, they'll call it, it'll be.
I think they're going to go 25, 26, 27. That would be the smart thing.
No, they'll call it 35 in the year 2024, because it'll be 10 more years since the 15.
Oh, so much.
So every anniversary, every 10-year anniversary, they just go by that number.
But at some point, mathematically, then there has to be a double title. At some point.
No, because we'll roll over. You know, the anniversary, the 5-year anniversaries are always 10 years ahead in the numbers. So they're just out of sequence. That's all.
They got lucky that they made this in 89. There has to be something with the year that they started that they got lucky.
Or I think they'll stop calling it Madden eventually, when Madden really fades out.
Oh.
He has to pass eventually.
No.
I mean, the guy can't live forever. And then they'll call it Al Davis football.
Listen, we've talked about nerd rage a lot on the show. Jock nerd rage, that's a whole other level. They'll go terrorist on EA and Tiburon. They will go down to Florida. And they will start tucking eggs and footballs at windows.
Who's the next Madden? Like, you know.
No such thing.
The bus.
No such thing.
Oh, no, he's on a talk show.
Yeah, no such thing. He's like the Lombardi of our generation.
Why not call it Lombardi football, then?
Because nobody knows who Lombardi is.
It's the name of the trophy.
Can't they just call it football?
Negative.
No, that's soccer.
Football 2012.
That would confuse FIFA fans.
No, that's called FIFA.
Any other technical specs? Anything we should know about the Xbox? The size, dimensions, power drain?
200 pounds.
No, I don't know. Does it require a constant connection to the internet, as per
earlier? No, actually, it does not. I read that it does not.
So that was a rumor that got squashed.
Yeah, there is an interesting rumor slash truthity about...
Yes, that's a word.
Like letting your friends borrow a game. And I think there's something to do with, like, if you're signed in on your friend's Xbox with your account, then you can play the game. If you're not signed in, then they may need to pay some sort of fee to play it.
That's fascinating.
Does that make sense? Yeah, it's weird. It's called like a used game fee.
But then there's something where you can sell the game. Like, you can unlicense the game to your account and still sell it. So
exactly.
Justin can still have his rolling, never paying for a game again in his life.
Yeah.
but you'd have to uninstall the game.
Yeah.
That'd interesting.
But yeah, I'm sure we'll know more as...
This seems like there's probably a way around that, because if you can have an external hard drive, then I should be able to back up games to that external hard drive, desync the account, and then if I get the itch to plug that game back in.
I think it's because everything is cloud. So if you're saying that I'm okay, for the record, too, I'm okay with everything going digital, not being able to resell. Like, I don't have a problem with them making the money that they deserve. But I think that if we don't do that, then we're not going to advance the technology. I'm really helping by doing this. But my point is that I think that because it's like now I can buy games on my PlayStation 3 and then log on to my Vita to my PSN account and download it onto my Vita.
Yeah, which is beautiful.
So it's all cloud-based, just like iTunes and the such, is that they don't have to know. You don't have to store it somewhere. You just have to store the 5 kilobytes of space to say, yeah, he purchased that.
Which I've got that in my hair.
Yeah.
So the the PlayStation has got this whole new mantra of not having to pay for a game until you've tried it. That they plan to make it so that you can download the PlayStation will be downloading games while you're sleeping. They'll be sitting there waiting for you based on your purchases. Mm-hmm. So you don't have to, like, kind of stealing from the rental game market, but really giving you the chance to test a game before dropping $60 on it. Does the Xbox have anything comparable to that?
Well, I mean, just probably what they have similar right now, where you can just download demos, right? Which is as close as it is, but I'm sure.
But no promise to say every game is demo worthy. Every game has got a demo of it sitting. They didn't make any claims like that.
Nothing that I saw, no. I have to imagine that. I mean, they're doing a lot of revamping to the whole, you know, Xbox, network settings and all that stuff. So I know they're definitely going to be rolling out some cool features for that. But
are they going to allow free wire, like online play, or is it going to be paid?
I think it's still paid.
Yeah.
Yeah. Xbox Gold and Xbox Live.
Yeah. That's where they make a ton of money still. So. Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. Now, I saw that there were originally something like 15 servers, and then there's 300 servers, and now there's 15 million servers or something. Where do these servers live, and do they have the ability to control the nuclear missiles all over the planet and kill us like Skynet did in 1997?
Ooh. Yes, to 4 of those questions.
There were only 3 questions.
Well, then we better
Christian
look
is Skynet.
For cover.
What's the point with all those servers? Like, why so many servers?
Well, they're doing a lot more now. You know, now they have a lot of there's a lot of cloud-based stuff, so there's going to be a lot of game saves that happen online.
Movies,
there's
television.
You're streaming, there's that ability that they have now that you'll be able to save clips and video footage from your games and upload it to, like, your profile and share it with your friends.
Right,
and that all has to go someplace online.
Because the PlayStation's got that new feature of hitting the share button on the PS4. Is that their response to that, or their attempt
much.
To break into
it's
that?
Like it's like a very similar, sharing ability.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the point. You know, it's like they really want people to be interactive with their gameplay and their friends and family and be able to share moments and stuff like that. And, you know, supposedly you'll be able to edit clips and upload them, and that's why you'll need a lot more servers.
Got it.
Yeah, a lot of servers.
I'm excited.
Are you really?
No.
About the servers?
Oh.
That's kind of weak.
No, about the Xbox. I'm just sitting here. I'm trying to think of if there's any other technical stuff.
I think I pumped him for everything that was noteworthy. Yeah. When I turned on the thing, I was about 10 minutes late into it, and he was going through the integration of the ticker feed off to the side of the channel while watching the basketball game so he could track his fantasy basketball team at the same time. Mm-hmm. I was very impressed with all that. It felt like future.
Yeah.
It was the future.
That's what one of the articles I read said, that with their Jetson-esque Xbox One in the way that it incorporates everything in your entertainment center.
Like it's one thing. See what they did there?
Oh, my
God. The Xbox One device.
You only have one. My.
Is it a cable box? That's what I was confused about, and I wanted to ask.
No, it's not a cable box.
Why do you say it like that? Why, my question is, like, with all this streaming content, like, I still need... How does it enter? Like, if I'm watching basketball games on it, is it piping the cable box through the Xbox?
Yes.
Okay.
It works like my TiVo box now.
I don't need a TiVo box. I have an Xbox.
Yes. So but I don't know. Like, again, it's going to take up disk space. But what I read on, go ahead, Christian. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, I didn't think it was an actual DVR though. This doesn't replace your TiVo. It just means that you can watch stuff, you know, through the system and have all the content show up at the same time and be able to switch back and forth between your game or, you know, the Xbox Central and all that stuff. So, but it doesn't replace your DVR. It's only 500 gigs.
Here's
the thing, because what I read online was that you could be playing a game and then say you want to watch Game of Thrones and everybody has a DVR on some level.
I don't.
Right. Everybody.
I don't even have cable, bro.
Everybody. But you do have a DVR in the sense that all of your... the reason why you were willing to give up cable...
Because I have access to Netflix.
You have access to on-demand entertainment.
Yeah,
and that's essentially what a DVR is. It's that I'm not going to watch the show when I want to watch it. I'm not going to watch the show when you put it on.
Yeah.
I'm going to watch the show when
it's convenient
want to
for me.
Watch it.
Sure. Yeah.
Which
I'm
is,
on board.
I think, is awesome because what it did was it expanded primetime viewing for the people who are providing the content. It blows my mind why.
Which is why we no longer have soap operas.
Why primetime shows aren't just airing at 2 in the morning instead of infomercials. Like, why not? Because if there's a show that is competing with, like, The Bachelor, American Idol, The Voice, and all that stuff, why not put your show, air it at the same time, but also air it again at 2 a.m. so people who have a DVR can also participate in your show, and you still get that counts for viewership.
Yeah, that's a great question. We're going to have somebody from NBC on here because I don't understand the current state of the television network.
Well, they haven't caught on. It's going to be some guy.
It's an old dinosaur of a system.
Right. It's going to be somebody like one of our kids who's going to work his way up to be an executive, and then he's going to pull the trigger.
You know what's popular? YouTube.
Yeah.
You know what's working? We didn't discuss that. Steven Spielberg's integration finally getting this Halo property off the ground. They've been talks of a Halo movie for the past 3 years, so now it's a live action Xbox based TV show.
Haley Joel Osment and Shia LaBeouf are both in this movie. Shia LaBeouf is going to be playing Master Chief.
Yeah. And Haley Joel Osment,
he's playing Cortana.
is Super Pup. What do you think this means for Sly Cooper and his animated series? I mean, if Halo can get... This is the thing that just drives me up the wall, and it's like...
Francis Ford Coppola to direct the Sly Cooper project.
Done! I watch this, and I'm like, you know...
It makes sense, actually. I did that as a bit, but if you kind of think about it, that is kind of on par, because he did, like, the gangster movies. So it's either Scorsese or Coppola.
Beep, boop, beep, boop, boop. Yeah. Let's get him on the line. It just drives me crazy. As someone that's been fighting the fight to get Sly into his own animated series for so long, the wall I continuously hit was, well, is this being done? Is this really marketable? Does this make sense? And now I feel like in the past 6 months, we've seen several A-grade properties hitting these big markets.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just ridiculous. And I'm like, well, okay, now they'll go and they'll make $1 billion. And then somebody 5 years from now will be like, hey, what haven't we tapped? I know, let's do that Ratchet and Clank. And then eventually they'll choose Jack and Daxter. And then they'll choose Sly Cooper.
Here's how you'll know.
Yeah.
About the time you develop tonsillitis at 62 is when the phone will ring.
No, I'm still Sly. Yeah. Hey, Bentley, relax. You're in the van.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how
that
it's
sounds like
out.
Sly.
That's thanks. I do a damn good impression.
You could almost pass.
You know, Charlie Chaplin would go to Charlie Chaplin contests as a lookalike, and he would lose them.
Yeah.
Dressed up. You said that like you. Oh, we all took the same film classes. Right.
I was watching on a...
Well, here's what happened. I said, yeah. And then I went, wait, why do I know that? And then you answered my question. No, that doesn't sound like something. Because at first I was like, I don't think Kevin's ever said that to me. So
it's
anyway,
not the kind
sorry.
Of trivia I would know.
Yeah.
Funny.
That's what we prefer. We don't like laughs here. We just like comments on it.
That is humorous.
Any other technical information, our Asperger's friend?
Hey, that's me. I think I'm really excited for the voice recognition. You know, the current one is so-so. You know, I think there's a lot that's can be improved. And it looks like this one's going to be really, really good for recognizing your voice, knowing who it is, not just a voice, knowing that it's your voice and knowing to log in you, Kevin Miller, or Justin
really?
Worship.
Because, yeah, one of the things that I read online was that they said the voice recognition looked really impressive. They go, we're not sure how they're going to deal with a bunch of a-holes in your living room going, Xbox, 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 Xbox,
mute, delete all. Reformat.
So it will
all content.
Self-destruct.
What Kevin also mentioned off-air was that the new Kinect will have the ability to identify more joints as opposed to just your hands and your shoulders or whatever. This one will see wrists and elbows.
Yeah, and yes.
Fingers.
And knee pads.
Head, shoulders, connect.
Yeah, you know, I saw like this little video of this, you know, the original Kinect had, you know, the body broken up into like big blocky shapes.
Yeah.
And this one, it's like really, really defined. Like it's just almost like a 3D image of your body. And so it looks like it's going to be really, really accurate, which is going to be a lot better for, you know, Dance Central and, you know, Just Dance and all those fantastic dancing games I like to play.
The litany list of dance games. So pretty much it's just a dance machine.
That's how I imagine it, yeah.
Love it. Love it.
I will not be playing Madden 25 or 13 on it.
Oh, yeah, that's what I know. Sports Kinect Season 3 coming on the Kinect.
Dancing cable box.
It's not a cable box. Let us go behind the controller.
Go! Hey, what's behind these buttons?
Ah, there's a guy! We do our own bumps.
I think you picked that up.
Yeah. We make up the song each time.
I think you picked that up. I think you did the math on that.
Well, here we are behind the controller. What does this mean? What does this mean for us? They did not give a price point, correct?
Yeah.
So I imagine both the PlayStation and
which
the
Xbox.
Which
means it's probably not a good number for the consumer.
Yeah, I wonder what the strategy is behind that. Because both PlayStation and Xbox do that. Say, this is a thing, get excited about it. And then we'll disappoint you and tell you why you're not going to buy it in 2 months.
Right.
But for now, dream about how you need it.
Well, I would imagine that the strategy is also because PlayStation is also going to release their new console later this year.
I imagine the same time. And both said this year.
Yeah,
so they're
kind of waiting to see who pulls the trigger first so that either one can undercut or decide if they have more features, if they can make more money and make it a little bit more. But I would imagine, based on the average game consumer, that they're going to try to just undercut the other one. Because, like, to go back in time, the whole reason I bought an Xbox, I'm not a huge Xbox fanatic. I do like the proprietary games. I enjoy them. I don't like the clunkiness of the controller. That's not, but I kind of am a PlayStation dude, I guess to say. So the only reason I bought the Xbox 360 though is because it was like $150 less than the PlayStation 3 when it was first released, and I was like, well, this I can swing, and I can, you know, it makes sense to me.
No, we got it for you.
Well, that's what both of them.
Oh, okay.
Natalie did a friend pitch in and bought me each of them, I think. But, you know, because I got the Xbox 360 and then it was like a year or two later that I got the PlayStation.
I helped buy both of those. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're welcome.
You did I not say thank you? Back.
Not then, but you did now, so that made it all up for you.
I'm
both
almost
your
positive I said thank you.
They're both your birthday.
I think now is a perfect time to bring this up.
Yeah.
I think that I said thank you then. And I also
have
it
video
now.
Of it. So there were a lot more people that helped kick in for the Xbox. But I think for the PlayStation, there was just
three.
It was me and Natalie and Kat. And you, I think.
Yeah. Unknowingly. Unknowingly, I contributed.
You should have made a song about how it's not fair that Sly 4 won't be on the PS2.
With arms wide open.
That's how you get it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, is it worth it? Like, should we get this thing?
If it's not $600,
how much do you think it's going to be, and what are you willing to pay for it?
Ooh.
I think it will be either $350 or $400.
Really?
I'm going to go $500.
I think that's too much. I think because the original Xbox came out, and I believe it was with nothing, bare bones, $299.
Yeah,
I purchased the original Xbox at the same time as my GameCube.
Yeah,
and I walked out of the store with three games for each because they were bundled, mandatory.
What if we?
And I spent $1,000 on both of those items.
Let's put. Are we all comfortable with this? If we put $100 in a pot, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And we go Price is Right rules on. We say what we think the price is going to be of the Xbox. Closest wins the pot.
Mm-hmm. I'm standing by my initial without going over.
Sure, I'm standing with my initial guess of $500.
$1.
How dare you?
Well, how sorry.
$501.
there's that. This is why they have five people up there.
I'm willing. So basically, if it's $499 and below, Christian wins. If it's $501 and above, I win. And if it's exactly $500, you win.
Yeah.
All right, I'll put $100 on that.
I appreciate you hosing me on my attempt of having something at stake here.
You really don't think it'll be $500?
I think it'll be $499. That's what I think the price will be.
I don't know.
I feel agree.
Like I think there's a big concern about the industry right now that it's, you know, kind of scaling down and that there's not a lot of demand for consoles. And
yeah, but
everything
I've read about the scale down has more to do with the fact that there's no new hardware. That's I think also why they're not doing this backwards compatible.
No new dedicated console.
Right. There's hardware. No like what happens is you get a
feel
new
like
console.
There's new new hardware every 8 seconds.
But what I'm saying is the new console that it's this is the longest. I felt like we talked about this.
It
before.
Is the longest
this,
generation.
The gap. Longest gap before we've gotten a new console, and so
eight
that
years.
Yeah. So what that means is that
you could have had a doctorate by now. In game design.
I think I do.
We've done this show for half as long as it's taken for a new...
We are about to get a doctorate in podcasting. But anyway, my point is to say that it's because the gap was so long that really when a new console comes out, they have a surge of income because that's a $400 plus item or $300 item. And then there's the ancillary trickle down of people picking it up like I did with the PlayStation a few years later down the road.
And so new generation.
It's a surge of revenue because it's a high ticket item.
Yep.
Whereas what they did was they added peripherals and things like that. The reason I think that this Xbox One is going to be around the $499 mark is because this is a $300, say, Xbox, right? Plus a $100 Kinect peripheral, plus the idea that they're going to say that, hey, this is going to handle your cable needs. I'm willing to bet money that by the time this thing comes out, there's going to be some kind of a DVR-esque interface built into it. And it's also going to handle your Hulu, your Netflix, all of that's going to be
a given. Yeah,
all in there.
Yeah.
And then the fact that they're going to, with this whole idea of they're having this one operating system that's transferable between your desktop, your laptop, your tablet, your phone, and now your Xbox. Because I know like people that listen to my other podcast, when they get Windows phones, if they're not gamers, they don't know how to get podcasts anymore because it no longer works under the Zune directory because they're folding it into their Xbox Live. So on your phone, you have to go through Xbox Live to subscribe to podcasts and stuff, but they haven't really figured out.
So wait, Zune didn't work out? That wasn't
Zune is
like,
gone.
That's not a competitor to the Apple Store?
Evidently. I don't know what you're hinting at. I just know that I'm upset that people cannot get podcasts on Windows phones. That's all I can tell you right now.
Zune is dead. It's
stop
like the
holding
Betamax.
My face to the fire. I don't know how to answer your question. But yeah, so my point is that them incorporating all that stuff, I think in their minds is going to say, well, that's another, say, $100 of a machinery. Because it's the same thing that the selling point was for the PlayStation 3. It's like, well, you don't need a Blu-ray player because you've already got that.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's also what they're saying is that I think that they're going to make a play to replace the TiVo box and kind of get in that game.
Make it all.
Which you better figure out that interface very well. Because I remember when the cable company started having DVRs built in, the interface was so clunky and horrible that it was worth it for me to pay extra for the TiVo.
It's because
in my
TiVo patented a lot of that interface, a lot of that technology and the way that it's organized. Cannot be duplicated by other companies.
I wonder if it then, just like the K-Cup or whatever, like if the patent can eventually run out.
What is a K-Cup?
You don't know, like that's those coffee makers that use the little plastic single-serve cups.
That's not pronounced Krups?
No, not the one. Krups is the company that makes the coffee maker and ice cream makers. But there's a guy who made the K-Cup, I guess is what it's called. And they have. And there's
Are
different...
you saying gay cup?
What do you think I'm saying? I'm tired of these coffee cups getting being able to get married. That's what I'm trying to say.
Finally.
Yes. Ugh, stop it. But anyway, no, that the patent just wore out, and that's why you're seeing this surge of Dunkin' Donuts has a K-Cup, and everybody, because they're not having to pay a licensing fee to this person. The patent wore off on it. And I think it's like the idea is that if you come up with an idea, no, it wore off.
I don't think it can wear off.
No, they rubbed the
shit
out of it.
It's not a magic spell.
I have patented this.
You didn't even know what it was until I told you.
I know what a patent
is. You don't know
is.
The magical powers of a K-Cup?
Christian, why do you think the Xbox will be less than $500? What did you say? $2? What did you? What?
$1.
$1.
I think I would stand behind $399. I just feel like, you know, when the PlayStation first came out, it was $500 and $600, and they were just really shooting themselves in the foot. And they dropped their price really quick.
Yeah.
So I feel like now with the Wii U out, and that's, I think, like $300 and $350, you know, if they want to be competitive, and I think they're going to need to
be. What is the Wii U right now retail at?
I thought it was $300, $350, somewhere, depending on which model you got.
He's looking it up now.
He is, or I am? Yeah,
no, Kevin is.
good.
That's the only time we've moved entire time.
$349.
Yeah. So, you know, too much more expensive than that, I think they're going to have a problem. But that's just my opinion. But I believe I will be right.
Well, wouldn't you agree, though, that if they say they can add the DVR function, that makes it that gives it another price point that they can sell it on, saying this is another box that you either can replace or you don't have to now get when you buy this.
Yeah, oh, definitely. I mean, if they add more features like that, that's a big one. Then sure, I would say that's easily an extra $100 that they could charge. But you know, I don't know. I think $500 for a system, it just sounds like a lot of money. You know, like
and that's why.
I also think why when their initial pitch is that they're not pitching a gaming system. They're trying to say it is a entertainment center hub. That's why I think that they're going to try and get away with that $500.
Yeah. But you know, everything that they have, you know, the integration with Hulu and Netflix. You know, like all that stuff, you can get that for free on your TV. You know, you can get it for free in a $30 Blu-ray player. You know, so like it's not, you know, it's integrated. It's all in one. That's convenient. But I wouldn't say that it's not a selling point for me. I mean, the selling point is that it's a game system that's going to be really high powered. That's going to have really great games. You know, everything's updated. The Kinect's going to be awesome. But, you know, to say that, you know, I'm going to pay $500 just because it integrates everything, I don't know.
Well, and I feel like that guys like us aren't the people that they're selling. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Guys like us are into it for the gaming, and if you're an Xbox person or you like even a few of the proprietary titles that Xbox puts out, like a Halo or a Gears of War, then you're on board no matter what. You're like, I'm in. I think what they really have to market things to is that they have to put some lingo to say, you know, the graphics are going to be amazing, and this is how we're going to integrate your ability to purchase and download and share and experience social gaming. But really all this other stuff that they're marketing is, again, just like I have a friend who's not really a gamer, and the only reason he bought a PlayStation 3 is because it was a nice way to get a 2-in-1 Blu-ray player. He uses it more as a Blu-ray player than he does as a gaming console, and I think that's why they're trying to market it, and they're going to get some lay people who might be willing to pay a $500 that aren't as interested into it, and then they're going to be able to take advantage of hardcore people that are like, oh, I really want one, and I guess I'm just going to pay it because I really want one.
Yep.
And that wouldn't you agree that if it came out for $500, you're probably still going to look at it and go, that frustrates me, but here's my $500?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
I'm going to sell all my Skylanders.
Sheesh. If only you had some rares. Do you have any
Swap
Force?
If you think about it, all you have to do is sell 5 of them to make up that $100 difference from what you're originally willing to pay.
If he had the $500 one unopened, or the $100 one unopened. Because I think you're reacting more from a consumer. Like, you don't want it to cost $500. Mm-hmm. But I think that we see this time and time again. I mean, the Vita was $250 or $300. The smartphone, the iPhone without a service contract is what, $400, $500, $600, depending on the size of the hard drive, and that's a stupid phone. I mean, a device, a device like this with all many of the bells.
I know exactly what you're saying, but the reason it laughs so hard,
phone.
It's a stupid phone that, like, for me, handles all of my scheduling, remembers everybody's number, address, birthday, like, so stupid.
It's stupid.
Like something that stupid. I talk to tell me to remind pivotal parts of my life to.
It is the, it is half of my brain, and it's stupid.
Stupid.
Stupid phone.
But you're absolutely right. Oh,
and so to say, like, that they won't expect at launch. Now, it could drop very quickly, and I think that this is something. I mean, maybe the industry or critics see these drop in release points or release prices of consoles as, like, a sign of weakness. Of, like, oh, you couldn't, oh, Game Boy, oh, Vita, you couldn't do it. You couldn't, you had to lower your price. Really, maybe the joke's on us. Like, oh, yeah? We always intended it to be this price, but we knew that there would be people that were willing to pay this price for the first 2 months or 6 months, and we're going to drop it when we have more content.
And that's
going to
equal an additional $3 million that we wouldn't have made had we just put it out at $300.
Yeah, they're like, well, why? You know, what have we gained? More people have it with less content available. Anyway, we can come back 6 months later.
Because if you underprice it, then that means that your demand goes through the roof, right? And so then it becomes a thing where if you don't have enough supply to fill the demand, then some Joe Schmo who could afford to buy two or three of these things is really pocketing the money because he's selling it for twice what he paid for it on eBay.
Exactly. So jokes on us. You launch that Xbox for $500-$600, have it out for the very first Christmas, and if they've got enough buzz behind it, they can tap out. And then come the spring or the next summer, they're like, okay, now it's $350.
Yeah.
Now it's the common man's Xbox One.
It's interesting to me because that's where I agree with Christian, is that I think that if they did it at $599, that's way too much. Yep. I don't know why, but $499 just feels like a magical number that everybody could go, all right. Nobody's going to be like,
I would
agree. $499.
I think paying half of $1,000 is a legitimate thing. But if you were like, it's $600.
And if they could get away with throwing in, a few titles in there, done.
Yeah.
When was the last time
I saw a launch title included with the box? But
but they could do it as a digital download where there's no out of pocket price.
Yeah.
Then it's just a licensing cut.
Or hell,
giving
it's
to
on the box already. It's
Boom
just
goes
in
the dynamite.
Style. Yeah. Then
Boom
they,
goes the dynamite.
Everybody wins.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't loan that game out.
One of the things before we start to wrap up.
Is it already time to wrap up?
Kind of.
Oh, we have so much to talk about.
One of the things that I wanted to kind of discuss with you guys is that kind of what we were hinting at with this cable thing is that the stuff that I read online said it would integrate with your cable box in the same way like a TiVo box would, where you would have a cable card slot that you could put in and it would be able to handle the programming provided by your cable, or your cable box would just plug directly into it in the same way that, for anybody who is older than 30, would remember how a VCR would plug into your cable box to be able to record your shows before DVRs were invented.
And so all-in-one box.
That's why, on my opinion, like I'm curious. I know that you were kind of scoffing at it earlier, Christian, but I do think that there's a stop it now. But there's a it seems like I have a taste in my mouth that they're trying to make a play. Which
what's it taste like? What's it taste like?
It tastes like
raspberry.
Yes.
It tastes that like also needs to be a drop. Raspberry.
Raspberry business. In that they're trying to say, hey, what's up, Time Warner? Hey, what's up, DirecTV? We're going to dip our toe in this water, and we're going to be another player. Because I feel like with everything leading towards the internet and being on demand, that what's happening is that there's a new trend of niche markets, which I think have always existed. But now it's like, you know what? Because I'm a guy who likes to play video games, and I love Xbox games, I'm going to get my cable from Xbox, too.
Yeah.
And I'm going to get my on-demand Netflix, all that. And I'm going to have a Windows phone that's going to have little stuff I can interact with my Xbox Live friends on and all that stuff. And I think it's a smart move if they can do it. Because, like, if I'm a guy as a PlayStation guy, if I can get proprietary entertainment from PlayStation because it's a Sony market, they're going to have access to a ton of movie and television assets through that. And I can also just pay a one-stop shop bill for cable there. Why not? If it's also a DVR included, You know what I mean? Like, as much as I'm a big fan of TiVo and everything they've done for my television viewing experience.
I agree.
It might
I think it makes
them.
A lot of sense. My two criticisms for it are, or question marks. One is the lack of backwards compatibility. Like, I just don't, I understand from a technical point of view. I don't understand from a marketing point of view why you wouldn't create value add by making your library of existing games available. Because everything that's currently on the shelf is still purchasable. Mm-hmm. You can continue to release games that you already have, that you already have mastered, that can continue to sell. I just don't get why. We know that the first year of any launch of a new console is difficult because there's no library. If you could say every game you already own is there, but then it's like a Blu-ray players, when they first came out, they play DVDs.
I think I have your answer.
Please.
It's not disc backwards compatible, but I think much like the PlayStation Network and on the Vita, I bet you can download the game.
I'm just
because
saying,
because then they're still making money off of it.
That's probably true. But I have a, as a consumer, like to entice a consumer to be able to say, yeah, you've got a whole host of games because we've asked you for the past 8 years to buy these. Still can play them. Still can
play. I think they're trying to push the market away from this desire that an expectation. You know, from just like initially, now there are people who are making money in podcasting, not us. But
who are those people?
People like, I remember there was a time when we first started doing this show and I first like started looking at monetizing. There were people that would laugh at you and say, how could you? There's no way you can monetize. Yep. People are used to, when you get something on the internet, the expectation is that it will be free.
Yep.
And now it's becoming a major revenue source for everything. Mm-hmm. And so I think that. That this might be an attempt for them to go, we're not going to do backwards compatible. They're going to deal with some nerd rage, and then it's going to release and go, if you want to play all your old games, they're available through the Xbox Live Arcade.
Yeah. And see, that's what I would say. If I could sync my account with them and be able to, say, register all these games
with
my account.
I've already purchased, just like the Skylanders, you could put in the app.
That's what I'm saying.
Then you could put a UPC code. Then you're like, I'm fine.
I'm glad you brought that up, because that's what I was thinking, is that that's one of the push points for the Skylanders. Yes, families, we recognize you've already invested $400 to $500 per generation of this game on these toys. You can continue to spend to use those on every generation. They've said it. Every Skylanders game, it is our intention to make the toys backwards compatible.
Yeah.
Why consoles don't do that, I just don't understand.
I think they're making a push to, because
if everything
goes digital and they get rid of that hard copy disc, they got to cut their expense of generating content for their consoles. At least 50%. Yeah. Like it's got.
And I'm sure there's technical
number.
Reasons in there as well to have to consider. My other question is like the Kinect. They keep pushing it. It's their like frontier and it's cool. But you know, I'm glad you said the thing earlier, Christian, about the fact that the range can view you at 3 feet, because like I don't have a living room big enough to play most of the games on the Xbox. Not to mention that the camera on the current Xbox requires more light than my living room can ever pump out. It often cannot see my face because it's too dark or grainy in there. I mean, I live in a cave, literally. I live underground, and they don't consider us mole people. I live in the ground, and I want to play the Xbox. but I'll be interested to see whether or not there's any actual interesting content that can become from going blah, 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 in front of my own screen.
Kevin waved around like a jellyfish.
It was the second time I've moved this entire episode. or whether or not most gamers are still going to rather sit and hold a controller in their hand.
Both, right? I mean, I suppose, like the way it is now. Like, there's room for both types of games.
Remember Star Wars Kinect?
Yeah, well, that's
panned.
Let's not talk about that.
Whoa! So you're clearly, as our expert that we've had on the show, you are clearly a fan of the Xbox. So if you don't mind, with your little, we'll stop interrupting you, but do like a little bit of what you're excited about, and then any of your criticisms, if you don't mind.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm definitely excited for, you know, any of the new consoles. I'm very excited for the upgraded graphics. You know, that's a big one. You know, the PC is unusual in that it always improves every year. You can get new graphics cards, and games are always taking advantage of the latest graphics and all that stuff. But the Xbox always kind of stays in this one little zone. So getting an upgraded system with upgraded specs and all that stuff, that's exciting, because I love the visual part of these games, you know, and seeing stuff that's very, very realistic, that moves fluidly, that you know, has a great detail. That's exciting. So I'm looking forward to that. You know, the Kinect is an interesting feature. You know, I was kind of, you know, I feel like the Kinect currently is a little bit of a toy. You know, it's not,
yeah,
it's not an integral part to the system. You know, it's kind of like, oh, it's nice, it's fun, but I don't use it very often. But this new one really feels like it's very heavily integrated, and I think that's going to be a really great feature to have, to be able to clearly use it very often for voice commands, to be able to use it for, you know, doing Skype or you know, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, so will Skype be on the Xbox? Did they mention that at
they
all?
They did. They said you could Skype with friends while you're playing a game or while you're watching television.
Ah, finally. Because why is Skype not on it now? Yeah. Microsoft owns Skype. They must have been waiting to launch. Yeah.
So, yeah, so those are the big ones. I think the new features for Kinect, and then, of course, the updated specs, you know, that those are the big ones. I mean, there's, you know, a lot of the little stuff, you know, like the integration with, like, the TV, the, you know, the little content on the sides, you know, having like your fantasy, you know, teams. I think they're doing like a partnership with ESPN. That's all nice. They're a little gimmicky, you know, here and there. But I feel like if for the right people, they're going to be really great. But I don't think they're for everyone. I feel like the, you know, the graphics, the updated Kinect, that's for everyone. Like everyone's going to be using all that all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that too, and I'm is that the one of the, you brought it up with their deal with ESPN. I also read that they did a $400 million deal with the NFL where they're gonna be kind of the R&D department of the NFL and pushing technology as far as how fans enjoy.
They're the
football
official
games.
Technology of the NFL. Like you have the official beer, the official pizza.
Well, that's the thing. They didn't. I wish they would have used
the
terminology. But I think what they're saying is that they will be the one who generates the new technology, and they want to push the technology of the NFL forward, and that's what they are paying the NFL $400 to be able to have the ability.
Just $400.
$400 million.
I could have done that.
I know. I could have done it too.
Here, NFL.
Bill Gates again.
I'm going to make all your technology. Here's $400.
You are welcome.
I got you an iPhone.
By the way, Microsoft, I'm going to need $400 million, and then you can have this deal I got with the NFL. No, but they're going to, like they talked about in the article, that Peyton Manning will be able to come off the field and look at multiple camera angles and watch replay on a tablet as opposed to just the printed out visuals that they've been using for so many years. And then also it's almost like a flip book that they've been using.
Yeah.
And then the officials, whenever, like, imagine being able to review a call. And I'm like, the way that they were kind of hinting at it, but they didn't say the specific term or whatever, is that I imagine that there's always that thing where it's like, well, from this camera angle, we can't really tell. But I think that what they could do is use that almost like Matrix-esque, where if they capture enough angles, then they can integrate all those angles.
Yeah, wasn't that in the Super Bowl back in 2001? Why is that still not
a thing? He could do like
a
virtual tour of the shot of where the ball was and look all around, and that, or they could generate visuals based on, you know, the GPS locate, all that crap, and
just,
you know,
like Madden.
Yeah, they could figure it out and be able to move around a camera and get whatever angle they need to get the right call.
We don't need refs.
Yes. And I think that this is, again, like with the deal with ESPN, you're discussing and stuff, that I really think that they want to be a niche content provider in the same way that a cable or a DirecTV or whatever is going to do.
Yep.
I think that's legitimate.
But it's all about the content, for sure. Like being able to set themselves apart, too, from the PlayStation. You know, that's anything that they can do, especially with Skype is a big one. You know, the ESPN deal, that sort of thing,
clearly,
is definitely going to give them an edge over PlayStation.
And clearly, this gaming console has a lot of content in the terms of games. I mean, they launched 2 games today.
Wow.
They mentioned 2 games.
Wow. Wow.
It's getting there.
So what is your, do you have any criticisms? Or, I mean, you said that you were worried about the TV integration. Anything else?
Yeah, I'm not worried about it. I mean, not really. I mean, I would be just cautiously optimistic about how well everything works.
Yeah.
You know, I still feel very cautious about anything voice activated. So I'm, you know, the demonstration was like, you know, quiet room, you know, just him saying it. I want to know how it's like if you're in the middle of watching Jurassic Park 3 and, you know, the T-Rex.
What an interesting choice. Why not Jurassic Park after the 20th anniversary? No, Jurassic Park 3, the worst one.
He really likes Jeff Goldblum.
Because you're gearing up for Jurassic Park 4, which is coming out like in 2 years. Anyway, the point is, if it's really loud and you're like, Xbox game, Xbox, and it can't hear you because the T-Rex is roaring.
Your surround sound is on.
Why isn't Jeff Goldblum in this Jurassic Park 3? And the Xbox is like, he's not in this one.
Oh,
he was in the second one.
Oh. That'd be great if I could tell you.
I thought he was like the main guy in the third one.
No, he's the main guy in the second one. What's his bucket isn't in the second one, which he makes fun of several times in the third movie.
Oh, really?
What's his bucket?
Because he was busy having cancer?
No, because he wasn't written, because Michael Crichton wrote a sequel, and he didn't include that character.
This has been Jurassic Park Trivia. Tune in next week for the Gamerland Podcast.
Yeah, are we out of time?
We have 30 seconds to make an hour.
Oh, great. Christian, I'd love for you to tell us about your vlog and any other projects that you're working on.
Oh, yeah, you can find my my YouTube channel at youtube.com/REMFan, and you'll find some random videos that I make all the time there, and some video game things that I put up. So I've been doing some Let's Play with SimCity, the new SimCity game for the PC. That's been kind of fun.
Have you made any new ones?
You know, I made a whole bunch of new ones. I just haven't uploaded them yet.
Oh,
I just need to get around to do that.
Because you and I are in the same region. Is my city guested on any of your... Would they get to see some of mine?
I think I allude to your city. you know, I don't feature your city just yet, but now, don't worry.
Now, for most of our listeners, they'll understand, but for the occasional listener who maybe just happens upon this...
They're like, Xbox One?
Yeah.
Sly Cooper?
What is this Let's Play on SimCity? Am I watching you play SimCity?
Let's Play is like a community of gamers who record their games and commentate while they play their game. So it's called Let's Play. So you can say Let's Play and then whatever the name of the game is that you're playing.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just upload your content.
So the Let's
YouTube
Play is more of an internet meme than it is a function within SimCity.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Gotcha.
Let's Play is just what you would call your video once you've uploaded it. You label it Let's Play. So someone who wants to watch a video... A demo, you could type in Let's Play and then whatever the game.
Did you really not know that, Justin, or were you really asking for other people?
I was mostly asking for other people initially, but when you said the way you guys said the Let's Play, I did not know that was an internet meme.
Oh, got it. Okay. Yeah.
I thought that was like a thing that just like you said, like the share
button,
the PlayStation 4, like I thought it was a thing that SimCity built in, and I'm like in my mind I was like, what an interesting thing, because to me, not that I'm not saying it's not entertaining to watch. That's not my point at all. But I'm like, of all the games that you would want to watch someone play, I would think that SimCity would be, I don't know, like the second from the third to the last of the fifth row.
You've got to watch Christian's Let's Play SimCity.
No.
It is highly entertaining. Thanks to the power of my PlayStation 3 having YouTube as an app, I literally put his videos on our big screen and we'll sit around and watch them. My wife will come and be like, what are you doing? And I will watch them like it's a sport event. And I'll be like, no, dude, don't put it there. Nah.
Hey, I didn't know that.
But see, that's my point, is that I didn't understand that you could also like provide commentary or any of that stuff.
Yeah, how do you do that?
I would listen to Christian do just about anything.
That's true.
Thank you.
That's like move. How do you record the video? Like, are you doing it in real time? Do you have a headset on and you have some is there a program I can download where I can play Let's Just Play my Word Microsoft Word 2007?
Yeah, all those things. I think there's a lot of programs out there. You just download one. They're usually about, you know, $30, $30, $40, and then I have my headphone that I'm talking on right now, and I just what I'm thinking about, and
you don't have to talk? What kind of headphones are these?
They're magic. They're magic headphones. They're called Headphones One.
Only $1.
Let's Play Senior Thesis.
I'm going to check YouTube to make sure that doesn't exist, and I will make that video. We're going to be launching Microsoft Office 2007.
Do you want to spend a few minutes talking about what we're playing now? Or
I want to know. We can talk about that next week, but Christian, if you want to share with us what you're playing, we have a couple minutes as we go to the entertainment system.
Yeah, center. It's in the center of your system.
I'm so entertained.
Get your system in the center.
I've only been really playing one game on PC, and that's been BioShock Infinite.
Whoa!
Sorry. Yeah.
We both haven't picked that up, right?
Yeah.
And you like it? You hate it?
Oh, I love it. I love it.
That was not an option.
Love it.
Did you enjoy BioShock 2?
What about BioShock 2?
Did you enjoy BioShock 2?
I did, not on the same level as the first one.
Right.
The first game blew my mind. I was like, this is the best thing I've ever played in my life.
Oh, my gosh.
And the second one came out, and it felt good, kind of more of the same.
Yes.
This one feels like, I mean, it's just so refreshing and really deep. And
because I came down hard on Bioshock 2, and we had a listener send in an email saying that you should definitely, this is a long time ago, that they said you should check out Bioshock Infinite because it's actually created by the original developer. They came back on board from Bioshock. So
there's only three titles, right? One, two, Infinite.
So they did Bioshock, and then for Bioshock 2, because it was so successful, they had another developer handle the sequel. Because I guess I don't know the names and who was what they were made, but I guess they were busy with another project. And then it was kind of like not horrible, but sort of flatlined.
You can't catch lightning twice.
Exactly. So they came back to the original people who taught them how to catch lightning twice by what Christian was saying.
And that's the name of the studio.
Yeah.
Twice
Baked Lightning. The original creator, I think his name's Ken Levine, and he's great. He makes really good stuff. He's the guy who's kind of behind, he was behind like Psychonauts. And a lot of the really, really creative games that you see on maybe I'm thinking of the wrong guy.
Yeah, that doesn't sound right.
I'm giving you the wrong information. Maybe it was Psychonauts. Maybe not.
Yeah, that's Take Two Studios. Is that Bioshock Take Two?
No.
It's Take Two Interactive. Yeah, that's correct. I mean, okay,
then that's the same
guy. Ken Levine. I forget what all.
Yeah, no,
the
Take Two is Psychonauts. Yeah, you're right. They made Bioshock.
Yeah. Phew.
That was close. So that's all you've been playing?
Yeah. I mean, you know, what's interesting is like as technology has advanced, I find myself actually using like my iPad for games a lot more.
Whoa.
You know, just for quick pick up and play stuff.
Don't you own a Vita?
I do. But the iPad, I think it's like I can just, you know, play literally like 2 minutes of something.
So can you on the Vita?
Kevin, you've made it so angry you have no idea.
I'll be more inclined to play for like 40 minutes if I'm on the Vita, in which case I should just get on and play, you know, something on the big screen.
What is wrong with you?
Nothing is wrong with me.
There are some great bite-sized games on the Vita that are good for several hours or several minutes, seconds.
I believe it. I believe you.
Do you have PlayStation All-Stars Battle Royale? Do you have Sonic Racing?
I disagree. I agree. Totally agree.
Do you have Sound Shapes?
I'm selling all my Skylanders.
What do you sell them for?
Let's see. If $4.99, I think that's probably the price point I'm looking for.
$4.99. If you have any undead or life, Christian's son Jacob needs them because his father hasn't taken him out to get more.
Christian's son Jacob.
I'm sorry, Justin's son Jacob. Now I get it.
You slept with my wife, you son of a bitch.
This is Kevin Miller saying, okay, bye.
This got awkward.
Oh, that's good times. All right, well, I think it's time for us to wrap it up, yeah?
Oh, goodbye.
Well, it's not that easy.
I think we would like to bring you on as a regular technical consultant. Clearly, you know your stuff, and I love your Let's Just Plays, so let's just play.
Thank you for sticking to the script. It really helped me out.
Yeah.
You are welcome, Christian.
We almost finished. We were so close. Everything sounded so organic. So you called him Christian.
That's his alien name. I improvised that.
We've done this show 38 times tonight. And you screwed up the last take.
Why can't you just edit it?
I don't know how to use a cut and paste. As I've said after take one. And then I said again after take 17.
I'm out of here.
It's already Thursday? I have to build a time machine to go back and release this on Tuesday night?
That's impressive.
Yeah. So is being able to say Christian. You've known the man for 10 years, at least.
Oh, sorry, Christian.
It's like 14 now.
Exactly.
Oh, no. Stop your talking. Some of our listeners aren't even that old.
All right. So you can send us an email to show@gamerlandpodcast.com. Don't forget you can follow us on the Twitter @GamerlandPod. Also, we're on the Book of Faces where you can join the conversation there. Or if you're like, you know what, I want to go old school, you can hang out at that Second Funniest Podcast Facebook page. But the real Facebook page that everybody needs to like is facebook.com/IWantSlyCooper in his own animated series. We are going to Betty White this bitch, and we are going to make it happen, Captain.
Yes.
And I think that's everything. Christian, how can our listeners find you on the Twitter or the Book of Faces?
Oh, you can find me on Twitter. Yeah, that's right. I'm on twitter.com/BrunoJohn, all one word.
Yeah.
That's right. Not my name at all. It's my middle name.
I was going to say, it's your middle name, liar.
Yeah, it's not Christian.
Christian Bruno Pizzeriani? That seems weird.
No, Bruno John. Bruno John. I said Bruno John. You're confusing.
What?
Bruno John.
I think the Skype is breaking up. This is Microsoft stuff.
Can you hear me?
I'm getting a fax through Skype. Hold on. Let me call you back.
No.
On behalf of our good friend Christian Pizzeriani, this is Justin Worship and Kevin Miller saying, okay, bye.